If fear of charred hot dogs and singed eyebrows has you worried about your July 4th cookout, a man who's been called the Gladiator of the Grill might be able to help. He gave NPR's Alex Chadwick some lessons in barbecuing.
Dear listeners, please remember these words from master barbecue chef Stephen Reichlin.
One of my philosophies is there's no such thing as a mistake in the kitchen, just a new dish waiting to be discovered.
And now, on to our story.
Barbecue boot camp is now in session.
Say you don't know charcoal from charro. Stephen Reichlin's barbecue boot camp might be just the thing.
Today you're going to get a crash course in all the essentials of barbecuing and grilling. We'll cover all the basic food groups, which include ribs, chicken, fish, and even tofu.
Tofu? He usually runs his barbecue boot camps at hoity places like the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia. But recently, he brought whistle and spatula to a Washington, D.C. backyard for the staff of the Washington Post's food section, who kindly allowed us to mooch along.
Our menu, first of all, grilled quesadillas, that's Mexico's grilled cheese sandwich, barbecued tofu, don't grimace, it's really better than it sounds, Memphis-style spare ribs, which we will serve with a very serious French-derived sauce.
All the recipes were from Stephen Reichlin's four barbecue Bible cookbooks, and they're on our website, npr.org.
May I have two volunteers? Okay, Renee? Yeah, and Alex. Alex, would you be the team leader here?
We split up in groups. Post writer Renee Shelter and I assigned the title dish from Mr. Reichlin's latest book, Beer Can Chicken.
Folks, I'd like you to imagine that this iced tea can is actually a beer can.
Of beer can chicken, one may say that good taste and tastes good have seldom stood farther apart in the same room. Preparation involves inserting a half-full can of beer into the south end of a northbound chicken. We were using an iced tea can for some reason. It can hardly have mattered to the subject. The bird is placed on the can so that it stands upright on the grill, and the liquid inside the can then boils and steams the bird from the inside out.
Yeah, what you do, yeah.
It seems a little rude to...
Okay. Now, Mr. Okay. Chicken has gone on the beer can. You need to stand him up straight, pull him forward a little bit so he sits. Okay, spread the legs,
okay.
Right?
You
so
it, gotta...
there you got your little tripod. And then you need to fold, you tuck the... Okay. So, Alex, you have successfully beer canned a chicken. Now you're ready for quail, game hen, even turkey.
We began with the charcoal grill.
Yep. See?
But when the domed lid was too low to accommodate our chicken, we moved to a gas grill.
Our chicken is looking pretty stable. So now I'm going to ask you to close the lid. And this will take about an hour to an hour and a quarter.
Okay.
We're going to put some wood chips in the smoker box here so we get some wood smoke flavor.
Okay.
And just keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Great.
You haven't forgotten the beginning of our story, have you?
There's no such thing as a mistake in the kitchen, just a new dish waiting to be discovered.
Chicken happily grilling away, I was inside at the sink washing dishes when... disaster!
I think you just flunked.
Sorry?
What's that?
Your chicken can, guys. You better get out there. Your little chicken's blowing up.
My chicken had caught fire.
Hey, what's going on out here?
Okay, the unexpected. Never turn your back on the grill. Okay, what happened was we got, with the dripping fat in this gas grill, we got a fire. It's not the end of the world because we caught it in time, but we don't want it to get any darker.
Yeah.
So, first of all, with the flames, I put the flames out by sprinkling them with a little salt. Okay? Then I'm going to tent my bird with foil so it won't brown anymore. Okay? And now we'll go back to indirect grilling. But this is a lesson. Always keep your eyes and ears on the grill. I've done 200 beer can chickens. I've never had one catch on fire.
I'm not upset, said barbecue boot camp D.I. Reichlin. But then he set me to work scrubbing grills. With a quiz on fire safety.
Show me where your hot zone is.
It's right here.
Where's your medium zone?
In the middle.
Okay, cool zone?
Over there.
Great. What happens if you're cooking something that catches on fire? Where are you going to move it?
To the cool zone.
Okay, let's say you're cooking chicken breast with the skin on and you start it on the medium zone that starts to catch fire. What are you going to do?
Throw on some salt and move it to the...
Actually, you're going to take a long neck bottle of beer. You're going to shake it up And then you're going to tilt it just right at the fire, and a thin spray of beer will go out, and that'll put it out.
I like that.
Okay?
Aha! The secret is long neck beers. Now I'm ready for grilled pineapple.
Is that good?
Is that good?
A little bit longer.
More?
And you're getting great grill marks.
Oh, look at this.
Man, that
I mean, if Michelangelo had worked, look at that. Look at that. Alex, you're the man.
And as for my slightly singed beer can bird, the gods of the grill smiled again.
Look how tender this is. Look, you just press your knife on it, and you can see the juices, and it's perfectly cooked right here. The amazing thing about beer can chicken and its brethren is it's virtually impossible to overcook a beer can chicken because the steaming liquid inside keeps it from drying out.
Moist, flavorful, delicious, and far better than any chicken I have ever come near cooking.
All right!
So that was Barbecue Boot Camp, a far more pleasant experience than the earlier Army version I endured 30 years ago, and the food was much better. But I think I should add this note. Beer can chicken was so good, I went home and made it for my wife that weekend. And I set that one on fire, too. But it tasted great. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News. Have a delicious 4th.